Today, the Labor Department released its weekly report on people filing for first-time unemployment benefits. The number ticked down slightly, but as NPR's Nina Gregory reports, it only tells part of the story of life in this rough job market.
There is an official unemployment rate. It's 9.1%. That national number comes out every month and measures how many people are out of work and looking for a job. Then there's the so-called U6. That rate is technically the broadest measure of unemployment because it includes people who are underemployed, meaning they want more work, and it includes people who have given up looking for work for reasons like they've traded the job hunt for going back to school, or they've just given up. That rate is 15.8%. The people who keep track of this are at the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Thomas Nardone is an assistant commissioner there. He describes one subset of this number, those the Labor Department calls discouraged workers.
Discouraged workers are people who have looked sometime in the prior 12 months, and the reason they are not currently looking is because they think there are no jobs available or no jobs available for which they would qualify.
Then there's Philip Starr. He's the executive director of the Hollywood WorkSource Center. It's a one-stop career center.
I find that what happens to people is they stay optimistic and encouraged and they keep looking. When they become discouraged, they just sort of disappear.
The center helps connect those who are unemployed to the job market. They see hundreds of people a day. Star sees what happens once a job seeker becomes discouraged.
They don't participate actively. They're not coming into the center anymore. Discouraged people kind of disappear into the woodwork.
Brooke Harris is a 39-year-old laid-off preschool teacher in Los Angeles. For a while, she got discouraged. The college graduate has 16 years of experience, but got laid off last summer. For a while, she became one of those discouraged workers.
I got very discouraged looking for work. The jobs that were available were minimum wage at best and very few hours, no benefits. It was ridiculous. And then they would end up hiring from within, and you had no hope for getting a job.
Ed Lehmer teaches economics at UCLA. He clarifies why some job seekers become discouraged and give up.
I think a lot of people have high aspirations for themselves. They've got an education, they have work skills, and often the particular skills that they have to offer are not the ones that are in demand anymore. Then slowly over time, the aspirations fall. Some people will just give up, but others will accept jobs that are below what they expected to get.
The preschool teacher, Brooke Harris, did get discouraged and stopped looking. But she came back and has a job interview at a preschool today.
I hope it's a good school with a good philosophy, and I hope they like me and I like them, and I hope it's a good fit.
And if it's a good fit, maybe she moves from discouraged to seeking to employed. Nina Gregory, NPR News.